This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan, and time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Thank you, Reliant, as well. Dawson, this is the first leg of this thing?
Yeah.
Of this match? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so we got more to look forward to.
How many is it? Is this like a four-legged sort of creature?
Two-legged. Two-legged.
Oh, wow. Just standard home and home.
Home, right. Yeah,
whoever
home
has
home.
The most goals wins.
Yeah.
Road goals, first tiebreaker.
It's crazy how the strategy that they have for these things, but looks like a good match so far. I'm sorry we caught it halfway through the.
Oh, this is great.
The proceedings of it.
Yeah, just a little disappointed the officials saw that as offside against Inter. I thought it was clearly on.
You picked Inter, right? I think, yeah. I picked Barcelona in this thing. I just did that because I feel like I know Barcelona a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe. Inter's kind of an upstart here to be here,
yeah.
Kind of the underdog there. But Lewandowski not playing for Barca today. There with the hammy.
With the hammy. All right. always quick. Quick to be involved.
I mean, right. I let it go for a second, and I was like, well, they're just going to talk about soccer.
No,
then.
No,
I might
no,
as well
no.
Just let it fly.
Hey, we got a lot of soccer fans out there. We really, really do. All right. Matt Miller from ESPN.
R.I.P., bro.
Matt Miller?
Yeah, he's amazing. Amazing rapper. Left this way too early.
Oh, okay. Any background?
God bless him.
You want to talk about Matt Miller? I'll yield a minute of my time to you.
I just want to say God bless that man.
Okay.
He's amazing.
Mr. Mac, right?
Yeah, Mr. Mac.
Is he a Texas guy?
No. Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Point Breeze.
Okay, how do we know so much?
Do you know Mac Miller?
I
You've never heard of Mac Miller?
No. You've never liked to watch movies?
You know that, Lucius. I never watch movies.
Watching movies?
I never watch movies.
People worship these haters till they come in contact with gods.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Give you a good idea.
When you put it like that.
All right.
Of course I know this guy.
All right.
He's incredible.
He's one of the best I've ever seen. He was such a talented individual. Yeah.
Yeah, the late great, man. Gosh, I can't believe that was 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Time flies. It's been a while.
Scary.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? All right. The Matt Miller who currently works for ESPN.
If you say so.
Yeah. Not the most famous Matt Miller, right?
No. Well, this is Matt with a T. We were talking about Mac with a C.
Mac.
But it's all the same.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's
the
name. This guy's is name really? Isn't in Matt. It's Mac. Yep.
M-A-C. That's right.
All right.
Big Mac Miller. What has he done?
I think Lucius is getting back to me for all those times of interrupting him. That's what he's doing.
He's got eight.
When he got those AIDS, I don't think it was full blown AIDS. I think it was just HIV.
Jeez, sorry about that, Mac. Right. All right. Matt Miller, ESPN. He put out his top or the best picks that were made over the seven rounds of this draft. And I kind of want to kind of talk about him a little bit because I think it's pretty interesting what he's got working here.
He looks at everyone's pick and decides whose pick is the best.
Yeah. He actually gave, of his top 100, he gave the Chicago Bears the best pick.
Really?
At pick 239.
Well,
not the number 239, round two, pick 39.
That's the best pick?
The best pick in the draft. He gave that to Luther Burden III, wide receiver from Missouri.
You loved him too.
I did love him some.
That's the guy you were most hoping would make it to 44 in between those 2 days?
I was. And now it's got me a little worried that Mr. Miller liked him so much that maybe I missed the guy. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, shots fired.
I'm just kidding. No, I love Matt. But he said Burden was my top wide receiver in the class, and he's counting Travis Hunter as a two-way player is what he said. And he landed in a great situation with the Bears and new coach Ben Johnson. He's kind of talking about the yards after catch ability is also terrific. His number two player on this board, I'm just going to go through the top 10, and I'm going to tell you, there's some Dallas Cowboys on this list, and we'll go through those guys too. He's got Will Johnson, the cornerback from Arizona. That was at pick 247. He had him as Will Johnson as his seventh best player on his board. I didn't have Will that high.
He was from Michigan but went to Arizona?
Right. He's from Michigan, went to Arizona to the Cardinals. He said Johnson was a top 10 player in this class when looking solely on the film and not accounting for injuries. While he did not want to slip to the second round, Jonathan Gannon's system is a great fit for him. He's kind of comparing this guy to Trayvon Diggs with his ball hawking skills.
He can hawk some balls now. I just saw some highlights of him earlier.
Yeah. Number three, Ashton Jeanty. That was pick 1-6 overall. We all know about Ashton Jeanty. I had him as my second best player of my stack, 235, but he says Ashton Jeanty was the third best pick in this draft.
Wow.
And number four, he gives the Philadelphia Eagles at pick 131. That would be Jihad Campbell, the linebacker from Alabama.
Man, they do get some big school defenders late in the first, don't they? Whoever's fallen, big school defender will take you.
Yeah. He's got a lot of injury things you're going to have to deal with here. A man's got knee and shoulder problems. I think that's the reason why he slid to where he did. But I go back to when 1998 when we took Jeremiah Trotter and didn't know that Jeremiah Trotter, doctor said, 10 games, 10 years. Can't tell you, Brian. The Eagles probably got a guy that's going to play 10 years here. Every time we think about all these injuries and something you have to worry about, these kids overcome a lot of that.
If their draft luck does not run out, they could.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
They usually go back to back.
Yeah. Jalen Walker was at number 5 on his board. That was pick 115 by the Atlanta Falcons. There was some talk that the Cowboys were in that mix with Jalen Walker.
I really like that player. Would you have taken him instead of Booker if it was up to you, Brian?
I had him higher on my board than Booker, so yes, I would have.
Yeah, that's the one. I mean, in their mind, it was Walter Nolan, right? It wasn't even between Walker.
Well, it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't.
If it wasn't Booker, it would have been Nolan.
With McMillan, I believe. Travis Hunter at number 6. That would be Jacksonville's pick at 1-2. And we know all about Travis Hunter. He has Colston Loveland, the tight end from the Bears, as his 7th best pick. That was pick number 110.
That was a big surprise there at our pluckers.
Yeah, that was a big surprise because everybody thought Warren, the tight end from Michigan was going to be that guy. Abdul Carter to the Giants at pick 1-3. The edge from Penn State, number 8. Malachi Starks, the safety from the Ravens. I thought this was a little rich myself. Pick 127. It's a little bit high for, I thought, for him. I didn't see him as a first-round player.
The Cowboys take a single safety?
They had no undrafted free agents. They signed one from I believe. I need to go back and look at that. But number 10, just to kind of finish this top 10 out, is Shedeur Sanders, the Cleveland Browns pick at 5-144.
Good pick.
So those were his top 10. Now, where do your Dallas Cowboys rank in some of these picks?
Yeah, man, show us some love.
Revelle's got to be a great pick. Let me just say that.
Okay, here we go. At pick number 14 as the best overall on Matt Miller's board, Donovan Ezeraku, edge at pick 244. The Cowboys didn't get their receiver or running back need addressed early, but they did get a speedy pass rusher to help Micah Parsons. Ezeraku has excellent length. Those are 34-inch arms and a dynamic first step with a closing speed off the edge. That he is not lying about. He needs to add play power to provide great value in the middle of the second round. But he was the number 14th best pick that was made of his top.
Do you think 100. The Cowboys were considering runner there, and when Ezeraku was there, they said, we can't turn this thing down?
I don't know if they had a runner that high.
Judkins?
Judkins came off the board.
I think Judkins was in the mix, but you're right. He went off before. I don't know. Like I said, that might have been the pick there, but when he was gone, I think that's what made him pivot to Ezeraku, but I think it was probably pretty close to what you're talking about.
Caleb Johnson was still there, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They did not. They were not a fan of Caleb Johnson. Siobhan Revelle, he's the 26th best pick. He was picked third round, number 76. He was 57th on Matt's board. Elite size, playmaking ability had him looking like a first rounder before he tore his ACL in September. The Cowboys didn't need a corner in this draft.
That's hilarious.
Which shows how much they valued Revelle. I disagree with you on that one, Matt.
I am glad that the Blue Star Special came in round 3 instead of round 2.
Yeah, that's a good adjustment, I feel. Let's go ahead and just make it a 4th round thing, and then we'll be really good.
Well, we set the 4th rounders on fire. That's the strategy. Blue Star Specials before that. 4th round, we just nuke.
Revelle was the 26th best player. The 27th best player on his board was Tyler Booker. That was pick 112. We could debate the value of drafting a guard at 12. Eric won't debate you on that.
I won't debate you on that. That's a premium position now, man. These guards are getting paid. These interior defensive linemen are freak shows, and that's a kryptonite for stud quarterbacks right there in your grill.
Yep.
It's a no-brainer.
But the Cowboys know how valuable top-level interior linemen could be after having all-pro Zach Martin for 11 seasons. Sometimes teams need to hit singles in the draft, and the Cowboys got at least that in Booker, who is a safe pick. Reinforcing Dak Prescott's protection was clear priority. At number 64 would be Jadon Blue of the top 100. That was pick 5-149. Blue will have a chance to see the field immediately as he was the first running back the Cowboys drafted. He has had some fumbling issues, which we've talked about, but the electric speed out of the backfield and receiving ability is there. He has breakout potential if he can secure the ball. Okay, the final one I want to say is, and I'm just pointing this out, his number 100 was Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt, and that was the Commanders pick in the 7th round at 245. That's the guy that I would have taken over.
Moffa.
And he went, and that, again, that's my board. That's my board. But I would have taken Krosky Merritt at that spot instead of Moffa, and he was picked directly right behind Moffa. So we'll see how these careers kind of, I know they're 7th round running backs, but we've seen guys like this have success before. But you know, there's clearly some room for him to get on the field for the Commanders, so I'm going to keep a close eye. He was the number 100th player on Matt Miller's board.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Terrific report. Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40. I've been corrected here on the text. The 2-1-4 pointing out road goal tiebreaker is not a thing anymore. They eliminated it. You now go to extra time, 30 minutes, and then a shootout. because they felt like it was discouraging home teams from attacking. They said it was creating too many defensive tactics and boring games here in these second legs. So now if you're tied, you're going to extra time. All right, in addition to football's finest coming up next, Chief, where are you taking
us?
It's
a bad day to be an Elway or a Favre, plus exclusive sound of Jameis ingratiating himself into New York culture. That's next here in the Nation.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.